Here's the dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy.
That's right, it's Friday morning, and that means it's time for our regular Friday features again. This is You Big Dummy! Yeah. And welcome back. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here till 5 o'clock. Our regular features will continue with Nick D's show Spies and Straight Outta Context. And, yeah, so there you go. But let's kick it off with You Big Dummy. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. A Florida man has been arrested after deputies say he fled a traffic stop and then called 911 to brag about it. First Coast News reports that Nicholas Jones, 19, has been charged with reckless driving, fleeing and eluding, and misusing 911, and violation of probation. According to an arrest report, a deputy was trying to pull over a Hyundai for a traffic stop when the car took off, speeding out of a parking lot. Roughly an hour later, Jones reportedly called 911 and had the following interaction. Caller says, "I want to know, I like ran from a cop 30 minutes to an hour ago. I was the guy that over there off of King's Estates, like, what do we pay you guys for? Like, I've driven past four cops." The dispatcher says, "What do you mean you ran from a cop?" "I mean, he turned his lights on me and got behind me, and he was walking up to my car, and I did a donut around him and left him." Dispatcher says, "Okay, you want to see the officer, or what's the question?" Caller says, "Like, my question is, I'm assuming he put out an APB out on someone looking for my car. So, like, he definitely got the plate number, but I've passed, like, four cops just driving around. Like, what are you guys doing?" The dispatcher says, "Well, we're working on many calls, sir." Deputies were able to track Jones down, and when asked why he ran from the traffic stop, he reportedly smiled but didn't initially respond. Asked why he would call 911 to gloat about it, Jones says, "That cop had no right to stop me. I saw him turn his lights and siren on. He was going to stop, but I didn't want to." He eventually said he also thought that fleeing the police would be fun. Deputies told Jones that the officer that attempted to pull him over did not have his plate number, and they were only able to arrest him tracking his 911 call. Jones says, "That's funny, so I told on myself. No cop can catch me in my Hyundai Elantra. That thing is fast."
"The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them." "My only child is a dummy."
Oh, that was good. That was good. Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Dummy number two. A fugitive has a very modern price on his freedom. Jose Sims cut a deal with Connecticut City of Torrington Police Department to turn himself in if his wanted poster on the department's official account went viral and garnered 15,000 likes. Sims, 29, is wanted on four warrants for first-degree failure to appear in court and three warrants, second-degree failure to appear. The underlying charges involve drugs, DUI, protective order violation, breach of the peace, and false reporting cases. Sims initially made contact with Johnson from the department over Facebook Messenger after the department began posting wanted posters for various fugitives on the page. He asked Johnson when his image would appear and suggested 20,000 likes in exchange for his surrender, but the officer negotiated him down. Johnson said, Police had exhausted other avenues looking for Sims and believed he was in New York. So when he reached out to us to post his wanted poster, we really wanted nothing to lose. If he turns himself in, we accomplished our goal. If the post gets 10,000 views and someone provides us with information that leads to his arrest, we've accomplished our goals. The likes aspect was just a way to get it out there. We never thought it would become like this. The post passed the negotiated likes threshold on Wednesday morning. By early Thursday, it secured more than 19,000 likes. Sims, however, has yet to submit himself for arrest. Some people think that this is a game to us or a publicity grab. It's neither. We would have loved to have had someone provide us with an address within the first 15 minutes of the post so that we could have gone and placed him in custody, but it didn't happen. Sims told the police and numerous news agencies that he was a man of his word and would turn himself in. We hope that he would do the right thing and take responsibility. But as more time passes, doesn't look like Mr. Sims will honor his agreement by turning himself in for 15,000 likes.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy.
And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
Dummy number three. The wise ass who identified himself as Ben Dover, by the way, every time it's Craigie Ferg every time. You ever been to Dover? I've been to Dover. When police found him in a Florida park after hours, has been sentenced to pay a $500 fine in connection with his no contest plea to an obstruction charge, records show. In November, a sheriff's deputy got in confrontation with a man whom sought to remove from the park in a St. Petersburg suburb. Again, this is Florida. Asked to identify himself, the suspect responded by stating his name was Ben Dover. After giving the cop the finger, Dover got in the deputy's face as if he was going to hit me. The suspect subsequently ran away but was collared after a short chase. Dover was, in fact, Andrew Lighton, 22. He was arrested for obstruction and resisting an officer. In a plea deal this month, a county court judge ordered Lawton to pay $500 in combined court and prosecution costs after he entered a no-contest plea to a single misdemeanor charge. I love that the first sentence is the wise ass who identified himself as Ben Dover. That's fantastic.
I'm not kidding you. You're a big dummy. You bigger dummy than my dummy.
All right. Let's take a break here for weather and some commercials. When we come back, we got two more dummy stories to get through, and then we shall vote. We'll do a recap and we'll vote. And remember that Tom will vote on a dummy. I will vote on a dummy. And then the first person that gets through on the phone lines at 312-981-7200 will be the third vote. So more dummies to talk about. You Big Dummy continues after we break here. Here is some traffic. Here's some weather for everybody. Here's your forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Today, mostly sunny and warmer. Afternoon highs 80 to 85, an increase in cloudiness overnight. Few showers are possible. Tomorrow, a few thunderstorms are likely. High temperatures in the upper 60s in the north, upper 70s in far south. For Sunday, mostly sunny. Temps in the 50s at the lakefront, while readings will be warm into the 60s or lower 70s inland. For Monday, mostly sunny. High temperatures 70, 75, cooler near the lake. Tuesday, a slight chance of showers late, high temps in the upper 70s. And Wednesday, high temps in the 70s to lower 80s, gradually clearing skies from the north overnight. Showers still likely in the south. It is currently 62 degrees at O'Hare. It's 63 at Midway, and it's 63 at the lakefront. All right, we're going to take a break here, and then when we come back, more dummies and more regular features on your Friday morning.
Oh,
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Skyline Studio here till 5. We're into the Friday features. This is You Big Dummy. All right, let's get back to it, shall we? Dummy number four, dummy number four, dummy number four. A man who shot himself in the testicles was also found to be hiding marijuana in his buttocks, according to a report. Cameron Jeffrey Wilson, 27, was carrying a gun in his front pocket on April 5th in Washington State when the firearm accidentally discharged. The bullet pierced Wilson's testicles and went into his thigh. Upon arriving at the hospital, the doctor was operating on the gunshot wound when a balloon of marijuana slipped out of Wilson's anus, court records show. Police arrived at the hospital, searched Wilson's car. They also found a bag of meth. The man's troubles did not stop there, though, as Wilson, who was a convicted felon, was being processed at the Chillon County Jail. He was strip-searched, and another balloon of marijuana came out of his anus. Wilson has pleaded not guilty to second-degree felon in possession of a firearm and unlawful possession of meth. He also pleaded not guilty to possession of a controlled substance in a correctional facility. Wilson is being held on a $110,000 bond, and he's due in court on June 18th.
Dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Deputies arrested a Florida man after he allegedly hit his mother in the head with a corn cob, according to WFLA. Cody Cummins, 27, allegedly pelted his mother with a corn cob around 2 a.m. on Sunday. Deputy said the cob hit the woman on top of the head. She was not injured. WFLA reported Cummins left the scene but was later arrested. Records show that he faces a charge of domestic battery. He's being held on $150 bond.
Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy.
All right. Time for a recap and for a vote. Again, Florida represented twice this week, which is, I guess, the average. So we'll do the recap here, and then we'll vote. And after the recap, if you want to be the first person in to be the third vote, please do that at 312-981-7200. All right, we got the dummy who called 911 to brag about fleeing a traffic stop. Okay, the dummy who got arrested to surrender only, he was going to agree to surrender only if his wanted poster got 15,000 likes. The dummy who got fined for telling the cops that his name was Ben Dover. The dummy who shot himself in the testicles and marijuana fell out of his anus. And the dummy who hit his mother in the head with a corn cob. Those are your choices. First person through at 312-981-7200 will be our third vote. Okay, what do you got, Tom?
You know, right now I'm between the guy who ran from the cops and then called him about it.
Yeah.
And bend over.
Yeah, the bend over thing.
That's never not funny.
Never not funny.
You know? So I'm gonna give it to bend over.
Okay.
With an honorable mention to the guy. Yeah, I just pulled a donut.
Yeah.
That conversation's insane.
What's he doing? He calls 911 to complain that the cops didn't catch him. The bend over thing is funny. I mean, every time. And again, that one reminds me of Craig Ferguson. Every time, because he and Jeff would do the joke. You ever bend over? I've been to Dover. Are you ever bend over? It's funny every time. The corn cob thing is just weird. I don't know if I understand that. But I gotta go. We're gonna need a deciding. We're gonna need a deciding vote here. So it's down to two stories. So you got to vote for one of these two stories because I'm going with the guy who called 911 just because of the conversation alone. So I'm calling the guy who called 911 to brag about fleeing a cop. Tom is picking the guy who said his name was Bend Over. So those are your two choices. You have to pick from one of those two to be the deciding vote. So it's either the dummy who called 911 to brag about fleeing a cop, or the dummy who was fined for telling the cops that his name was Bend Over. One of those two choices. Here's Chris in Midway on WGN. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Nick. How are you, man?
All right. Who are you voting for?
Oh, I got to agree with you. That is just insane. That stupidity runs wild.
Yeah. Yeah. And the conversation is priceless that he has with the dispatcher. Priceless. So.
Just, and that was Florida, right?
Yeah, of course it was Florida. Yeah.
There you go.
Where else is something like that going to happen? All right, Chris. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, man.
There you go. So that's our winner right there. The idiot who called up 911 to brag about fleeing a cop and questioning the cops about how good they are because they let him get away.
Pulled a donut, man.
Oh, man. Hilarious. All right. Well, there you go. We'll vote on more dummies because we never lack for dummies. So there you go. All right. Well, let's begin this, shall we? So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context, context.
What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context. Ah, yes. That's what you get every Friday morning. This is Straight Out of Context. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7, and you should anyway because it's the best radio station in the world. Listen 24/7, and whenever anybody at any time says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, let's get it started there, Tom.
All right, so our first one's coming to us from Hawk of May. Here's Wendy Snyder.
I don't think you should mix your meat.
Don't mix the meat. Don't do it.
You didn't think you should mix your meat?
Yeah.
Does that mean that you shouldn't like eat pork and beef at the same time?
Yeah, they were doing a hamburger day segment.
Oh,
and
sure.
There was a guy who's like, oh yeah, there's a burger with hamburger meat and roast beef, and she's like, nah, you don't do that.
Oh yes, you do.
Well, she came around.
Well, yeah, I mean, come on.
She said, typically she doesn't believe in it, but it's more too good to believe.
The more meat, the better. That's gonna end up on the show next
there
Friday.
It is. Yeah.
All right, what do we got now?
All right, next up, yet another Wendy Snyder coming to us from Fox Valley Mike.
It's like so sunshine good in my mouth.
Talking about yogurt.
Yogurt.
Or like a whip. Dole Whip.
I know that they sent out a note, management sent out a note saying that there was extra, they had a ton of yogurt in the fridge. And then I immediately thought, well, Dave Ennett will be happy because everybody keeps eating his yogurt. So now we've got public yogurt, so nobody will be stealing Dave's yogurt.
He will never want for yogurt
That's
again.
Exactly right. All right. Okay.
Now, her partner, Bill, of course, has to show up a couple times on the list. Here's one from Scott in Carpentersville.
She just gobbled it right up.
They're talking about yogurt again there?
No, they were talking about Bill used to be a correspondent for 190 North, and he went to like one of those restaurants where they have the giant burger challenge.
Oh, sure.
And you saw a high school girl eat a massive burger.
All right.
All right. Another one from Bill left, coming to us from Dirty Dave.
It's so hard.
Wow. The midday show is just filth.
I know.
Filth and flarn. Okay.
Here's Mary V caught by Brian.
We got 3 inches in Villa Park.
Yeah.
But I hear it was thick.
Yeah. I was just going to say, you know, with the ridiculous and copious amounts of idiotic rain that we've been getting lately, I'm assuming the conversations like that happened a lot on this station.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, okay.
All right. Let's get in one more here. Here's Brian. This is coming from Andy Mazur when Brian Noonan was filling in.
I want to see him squat down behind that little dish out there.
That's coming to us from Wild Bill.
Wild Bill. Oh, Andy Mazur. All right. We're going to take a break here for the news. So we'll stop with the Straight Out of Context for now. And then after the news, we'll jump right back into it. And then we got more of our regular features coming up, too. That's all after the news, which is next. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. What's up? Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context. That's right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Skyline Studios, Allstate Skyline Studios. We're here till 5. Steve Grzanich follows with the opening bell at 5, and the great Steve Cochran will have your morning drive at 6. All right, our regular features are rolling on. This is Straight Out of Context. When you listen to this station 24/7, whenever anybody at any time says something a little bit dirty or it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, and send it to nickdshow at gmail.com. All right, let's pick up where we left off, Tom.
All right, so this is coming to us from Brian. This is Dave Plyer, who filled in this Monday.
Did I just blow something?
How do you not know? Okay, next.
All right, here from the Sunday morning show. This is Dean, caught by Margaret in Bridgeport.
I used to love me some Woody Woodpecker.
Oh, boy.
Man. What's with woodpecker talk this week?
It's been crazy. I don't know.
Because we've been playing a promo for Bill and Wendy talking about woodpeckers and all that stuff.
They're obsessed with peckers.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
All right. This is another one from Brian and another one from the Sunday morning show. Here's Andy Mazur.
I can't believe I would blow that again.
What's going on with Mazur, man?
I don't know.
He's
got to clean up his act.
He very rarely ends up on this segment, you know, because he's a clean-cut guy.
Yeah.
So, but wow.
I know. I'm going to have to send him an email.
Already two of them. Already two of them.
Shameful.
One of my favorite Andy Mazur moments, because I love Andy.
Oh, he's amazing.
Was when he literally fell off the chair and almost passed out when the Cubs won the World Series.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
They were in the seventh floor studio across the river there,
mm-hmm.
and they were watching the game, and they were doing coverage, and Andy, when they won the World Series, he passed out and like fell on the floor.
Wow.
Yeah. So
what a guy.
Yeah, he's great. Okay.
All right. Next up. Now, John Hansen was filling in quite a bit this past weekend.
Yeah.
He filled in for us. He filled in for Bubala. He filled in for a lot of people. So I'm really shocked that he works this blue.
Once you cross that line, you still got a long way to go to get down to the tip.
And that's from Tyann in Naperville.
What was he talking about?
He's talking about Florida.
Oh,
traveling to Florida.
Well, there you go.
And then another one from John, and this is coming to us from Blake Netizen, and this is him filling in on the Matt Bubala show.
I got a big one.
And I know you're listening right now, John, and I want you to know I'm ashamed of you.
Yeah, we are both ashamed.
I'm not mad, I'm disappointed.
Yeah. He does listen, every morning, and we appreciate that. And I usually, when I get home, the jam comes on.
Got to hit the
TV.
Jam.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, next one. Another Wendy Snyder coming to us from Good. Tim.
They're white. They're big. They're like clincher softballs.
I'm just looking up at the TV, and there's this Listerine strip commercials, because I guess they're bringing the Listerine gel things, strip things back.
Oh, good.
And it's a tie-in with Men in Black, with the new Men in Black.
What?
Yeah. Chris Hemsworth and Tara, what's her name?
Tessa Thompson.
Tessa Thompson
mm-hmm.
are in the commercial.
Oh, okay.
It's really weird. That movie's going to be terrible.
Yeah, not looking forward to it.
Did you already see the joke that they do that's in the movie?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Like when Chris Hemsworth looks at Tessa Thompson the first time, and he goes, have we met someplace before?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Boo. Get a Hulk joke in there.
Yeah.
Not a Hulk. Not a Hulk joke.
Ragnarok.
Thor.
Yeah,
Thor joke. All right.
All right. And as always, it wouldn't be Straight Out of Context without Mary V. So caught by Brian here.
They were thick and they were good.
Mary, Mary's in the traffic department right now just going, oh, God.
I can't believe she worked.
I just yelled at her and said, I'm not laughing.
I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Talking about...
That's what's scary.
You're talking about the fries from someplace Steve Cochran used to work.
Oh yeah, Arthur Treacher's.
Oh,
yeah.
he worked at Arthur Treacher's.
Both Steve and I both worked at Arthur.
You got to be kidding me!
Yes, that was one of our first jobs.
Tom's like 10 years old, so he doesn't know.
he lasted 3 days.
Do you know who Arthur Treacher's? He lasted 3 days.
Yeah, I think that's what he said, and I was 6 months.
Arthur Treacher's was a fish and chips place. Fast food. It's like Long John Silver.
Like Long John, yes.
Okay, yeah.
And Arthur Treacher was like, he was like a famous, what was he?
He was a British dude.
Like butler guy.
Yes.
Yeah, he was a British butler guy in real life. Uh-huh. And then he had a whole chain of fish and chip shops. Yeah, so that was the precursor to Long John Silver's.
Yeah, but they weren't chips. They were thick fries.
Right. Yeah, that's good.
The original chippy.
That's how we got in there.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks, Mayor.
All right.
Okay.
Next one here. Caught by WGN's very own Dan Long.
Got a way to just fit that in there.
No.
All right. Well, you fit it in, so.
I try to fit. Well, it worked out perfect.
Carl and Lisa.
Carl and Lisa.
Love it.
It's supposed to be a wholesome show. They're playing old-time radio.
I can't. You wouldn't believe the jokes that Carl tells. They're filthy.
Yeah.
Filthy. And then finally, this is coming to us from Barbara on the Northwest side.
I can usually do three or four.
Three solid fours, all right, yeah.
A double Dutchie for Bill and Wendy there, capping off a great week for them.
Wow, strong week. Strong showing for Bill and Wendy. Way to be dirty in middays. It's the best time to be dirty. All right, we'll do it again next week, so keep your ears peeled 24/7 whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context. Sounds a little dirty, jot it all down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, let's try this one. What do you do? No one else can dance like you. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody spies. Like hey. Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody spies. Like us. That's right. And, yeah, so that's Nick D Show Spies. Again, you listen to this radio station 24/7, and whenever anybody mentions me, talks about the show in any capacity, we want to know about it. You become a spy. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right.
This one's coming to us from Wild Bill. Good show. Again, a good showing for John Hansen this week. Here's John talking to Mike Heidemann.
But I liked mine because I liked it fast and quick.
Yeah.
So I would burn it on the outside until it was bubbling, and then I would just smash it into the s'more so I could see it all ooze out.
So it'd be black on the back, on the around it. You'd get it all fired up.
I liked it like kind of charred because I like that old smoky taste. And people would always argue with me and say, no, you got to brown it on the outside. But you're sitting there for 5 minutes toasting this marshmallow. I don't know. What do you think, John? What's your favorite?
You just got 9 clips on Out of Context on DiGilio's show, by the way. So, you're going on. Don't worry.
Great.
Listen, next Friday morning, you're going to be on about 5 times there on Straight Out of Context.
There you go.
Half right.
People get it. People know it as soon as they say it. You know what's really funny is that they're having a conversation about s'mores, and so did me and Dana.
Yeah.
Had a conversation about s'mores because we were hanging out at the Soho Hotel last October. We were up on the roof, and they provided marshmallows and chocolate and stuff. And so she had a very difficult time. Dana, my future ex-wife, Dana DiLorenzo, who, by the way, is in Perpetual Grace Limited this Sunday night, premiering on Epix, was having a very difficult time making s'mores. I had to help her. Not a real difficult thing to do. So, all right.
All right. Next up, this one's coming to us from Margaret in Bridgeport. Here's Patty Vasquez. Pardon me. Yeah, set that up. Here.
So I know nothing about music. We're talking to Vic Vaughn. He is on a quest to learn more about music. He is it's called Vic's Picks. And
you know, I thought of a new name.
Oh, you
what
did?
What do you think about this?
Okay.
What do all bands say when they're in the rehearsal, they're in the studio, and they've just, you know, talked about some things you want to tweak, and then they say, okay, from the top.
From the top.
That's the new, I think so.
I think so, too, because...
I got to talk to Tom and Nick.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, right, it just started.
I mean, it's the Nick D Show, and it's his podcast. I'm a part of it, and their expertise versus my, basically, ignorance is a great mix.
we're going to call it, we're going to keep calling it Vic's Picks.
Yeah, no, executive decision.
Yeah.
Sorry, Vic.
First of all, the intro is already done.
Yeah, I'm not going back. Look at this prima donna in the newsroom. Oh, yeah, can you just make an entirely new intro? Sure thing, Vic. You got it, bud.
All right.
All right. And the last one here, it's Wendy Snyder, caught by Linda and Blue Island talking about you.
I was not watching the game, but I was tooling around on Facebook, and Nick DiGilio posted something like, I feel so sorry for Albert Almora Jr., and then somebody put, what happened? So I just Googled it, and right away they had the video up where he just holds his head in his hand. Like, oh, my God. It was just heartbreaking.
Yeah, it was. And, I posted on my Facebook page, I can't imagine how Albert Almora Jr. feels right now. And this was, like, immediately after that line drive hit the four-year-old girl. But she's okay. The girl's okay. So it ended up, ended up being okay, but man, that was agonizing for everybody involved, especially Almora. So anyway, all right. Well, thank you for listening and keep spying, everybody. Whenever I'm mentioned, the show is mentioned at any time. Jot it down, and there you go. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com.
I grew up on the farm. Fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam, fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
That's right. It's officially Fly Jams Friday. You want to get your requests in? We got a bunch already. But if you want to get your requests in, it's 312-981-7200. I'm Wiki Wiki Nicky. Viggity Viggity Vic, verified double V, running around like a lunatic in the newsroom. And we've got DJ Luscious Hushus. Do we have Luscious Hushus?
Oh, yeah, Luscious Hushus, baby.
There he is, Luscious Hushus.
Big in the building.
That's right. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It gets funky right after we take this break here on 720 WGN. There you go. Fly Jams Friday. We're doing it right now. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for Fly Jams Friday. Who requested that there, DJ Luscious Hushus?
That was Mike from Louisville. Wanted to hear a little Casey and the Sunshine Band. Always fun.
They were big in the 70s.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
They were massive, those guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, coming up at 5 o'clock, Steve Grzanich has the opening bell. Coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Right here on WGN on Fly Jams Friday. All right, we got more requests?
Oh, absolutely. Next up, we got Dino wants to hear a little Carl Carlton. This one's called She's a Bad Mama Jamma.
That's been played. That's a popular request here on Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, it's a stone cold classic.
Yeah, it is. Hang on one second. I have to ask Mary a question really quick. This just popped into my head. Mary, are you available to answer something for me?
Sure.
Because you watch. Have you seen every season of Dancing with the Stars?
I think so.
All right. Last night I was watching The Daily Show.
I was going to say it wasn't on last night.
No, no, no. I was watching The Daily Show because I love it, and I love Trevor Noah. Was Trevor Noah on a season of Dancing with the Stars?
Trevor Noah,
African American guy from South Africa. He hosts The Daily Show.
I think so. I'm looking him up to see if because, it jars my mouth. I don't think so.
Okay, well, because he was talking about embarrassing photos that are on the internet, and they posted a photo of him, like, it looks like he was on the set of Dancing with the Stars, and he was dressed up and he was dancing with someone. It was just a still of him.
Mm.
But he didn't say anything about, you know, the joke was that he was just, you know, there are embarrassing photos of him on the internet.
So I'm pretty sure, no.
I didn't think so either.
I want to say right off the bat.
Yeah.
But if he was, he must have got booted off quickly because I don't remember
him. Okay. All right. Because the only time I ever watched Dancing with the Stars willingly was when Nikki Glaser was on last season and she got kicked off after the first episode.
Oh, the comedians go always one or two, first or second round.
I love Nikki Glaser.
For some reason, comedians are not very coordinated.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to.
I don't know why.
You're the expert on the Dancing with the Stars. That's why I had to ask you if
I'll
that was
look
happening.
It up, but he's a handsome guy.
He's always a beautiful man.
Yes.
Yeah.
He
and
is.
He's also brilliant and really funny.
Oh, well, get him on.
Yeah. Well, I love the guy. He's on The Daily Show. He's brilliant.
Yeah,
brilliant. That's on after your. That's after your bedtime.
I don't watch any late night TV.
Yeah.
I never have because I can't.
Yeah. No, you can't. Absolutely. Okay. All right. Any thanks for answering.
Sure. I'll look it up.
Okay. Thanks. All right. Let's get back to some fly jams, right?
All right. Next one is Clarence Carter, Love Me With a Feeling, and that's coming to us all the way from Jeff and Hammond. Here's
If You're Gonna Love Me, Woman. You love me with a thrill. Cause if you don't, I believe your sister will. Will you love me with a feeling? Will you love me with a feeling, girl?
One of my dad's favorite songs of all time is Strokin' by Clarence Carter.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Are you familiar with that song?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
That's one of my dad's favorite songs of all time. By the way, I was just looking up at the screen. Dean gave Godzilla a D-.
Yeah, I predicted that. I predicted that he was not going to like it.
Rocket Man gets an A. Well, he gave Bohemian Rhapsody an A, too, so...
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
I don't know.
D-.
I think Trevor Noah, by the way, was on South Africa's Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, that's it.
Ha!
There it is. Okay, okay. All right.
I think he won, too, I think.
He won?
Well, I'm not sure. He's a really good dancer, they say.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. South Africa. I guess that was before he got The Daily Show.
Yep.
My guess is that was before he got The Daily Show.
2 years ago. 6 years ago.
Yeah, that was before he got The Daily,
yes.
Daily Show. He got The Daily Show in 2014,
I want to say.
2014? Something like that? Okay. All right. Thanks, Mayor. Thanks for the info.
Sure.
Appreciate it. All right. Do we have more Fly Jam requests?
Oh, we've got way too many. So many.
All right.
All right. This one's coming to us from the 773, one of the all-time Fly Jams. It's Got to Give It Up by Marvin Gaye.
That was a fun court case.
Yeah. Yeah.
With Alan Thicke's son.
Yeah. Absolutely. I like the way you refer to him as Alan Thicke's son.
Yeah, I refuse to name him.
Well, he's the guy. I refer to him as one of the guests, one of the judges on one of the greatest shows of all time.
What was that?
The Masked Singer. Did you not watch The Masked
Singer? Alan Thicke's kid is on that?
Yeah. Robin Thicke is one of the judges. So is Jenny McCarthy, who's just an idiot.
You mean the anti-vaxxer?
Yep.
Oh,
Jenny McCarthy and then Nicole Scherzinger?
Schlesinger?
She's one of the pussycat dolls.
Yeah, I think I know who you're
talking about. The other judge on that show.
Okay.
And Nick Cannon hosts it.
I like Nick Cannon. He's fun.
You didn't watch The Masked Singer?
I'm not a huge fan of those types of shows. I won't lie to you.
doesn't really butter my egg roll.
It is the most ridiculous show of all time, and I watched every single episode and was hooked. It is the most ridiculous show. You know how I like mascots?
Yeah.
Well, it's celebrities underneath these big, ridiculous costumes, and they sing, and you're supposed to try and identify
who it is.
Who it is just by their voice. They're singing. Not when they're talking. When they're talking, they distort their voice like real high, which makes it even funnier.
Sounds like fun.
Oh, it was great. They renewed it for a second season. I mean, it was a sensation.
Yeah, yeah.
It was on Fox. It was huge. But he's on that. Robin Thicke is on that.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Next up, Sheila E., The Glamorous Life, coming to us from Steve. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah. Absolutely a fly jam right there.
One of the great drummers of her era.
You know, this is before your time. Do you know what late night show she was the band leader on?
Well, I remember her doing drum solo week one time on Letterman, I want to say.
No, that was, she wasn't. No, Paul Schaefer was the musical.
Yeah, but I don't. Who's she lead? Oh, was it Arsenio Hall?
Arsenio Hall.
Yeah, there it is.
She led the band in Arsenio Hall show.
Deservedly so. She's great.
She's the best.
Very, very good.
Yeah, she's great. I actually saw her open for Prince.
Nice.
On one of the times I saw Prince, who's one of the greatest live performers of all time, but everybody knows that. So, all right, I think that's it for this week.
Yep, that'll wrap it up.
All right, more Fly Jams next week, everybody. Luscious Hushes says good morning, and we are going to break here for the news. And then we'll be back on Monday morning. Steve Procopi joins the group as our third movie critic, when we review all the new movies, including Godzilla, Rocket Man, and Ma, we're gonna also talk about the straight to video release of Domino, directed by Brian De Palma. So we got that and more. That's all coming up on Monday morning.